Okay, now we are going to see. That is something we have not taken into account, which we have to take into account.
What about exaltation?
We have not taken about exaltation, because you see, this exaltation is the objective of every planet.
So the Lord of the exaltation sign,
the Lord of the exaltation sign should become a friend. Don't you think so? I mean, where I am getting exalted, I have to be friendly with the Lord, otherwise I can't stay exalted, you know. Isn't that important? The Lord of the... Now, this is a complete different relationship. This is a formula. This is a friendship formula. But there is one more relationship that is coming into the picture, which is different. And I want you to remember it is different. I want you to remember it is different. Otherwise, when I teach you yoga, you will go for a six. There is another special relationship. It's called godly relationship. And the godly relationship or the divine relationship is by exaltation. Sun is exalted in Aries. So Mars will always be his friend. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Mars will always be his friend. It is the relationship of Ram and Hanuman. Now you can understand? The moon is exalted in
Taurus.
So Arjun is always the friend of Krishna. And Arjun was a dancer, beautiful dance teacher. Everybody knows him for his archery, but actually he was a better dancer than he was an archer. Interesting, huh? What was the power of Arjuna? The power of Venus, the power of his eyes. He could see the mark, the power of Venus, to see the mark clearly. Mercury's exaltation is in Virgo. But Virgo is his own sign. So who is the other lord of Virgo? Rahu. So Mercury has to make friendship with Rahu to stay exalted. This is called the business criminal nexus. This is called business criminal nexus. All top businessmen have very good understanding with criminals. What about Mars's exaltation?
Such a surprising.
Mars is forced to make friendship
with Saturn all the time. He hates it, but he's forced to do it.
Is it a mutual friendship or
not? It's not mutual. Yes,
because Saturn gets debilitated in the house of Mars. Saturn hates. See, just as we are talking of exaltation and have to have this person as my friend, what the other guy thinks is different. Saturn feels totally debilitated in the house of Mars. So it's a very strange relationship. One is getting exalted and the other one is getting debilitated. Pathetic. So when Saturn and Mars is conjoining, Mars is getting exalted and Saturn is getting debilitated.
And so, if you are ruled by Saturn, you had it. If you're ruled by Mars, it's fun. Pardon?
Let's say, if you're ruled by Mars and Saturn is exalted.
We are not talking about Saturn, we are talking about who likes whom, how they feel. We are not talking about any positions right now.
Mars is exalted in the house of Saturn. So he has to have...
Yeah, because otherwise his exaltation is not going to last. Tujhe gaddi pe baithna hai, mere saath dosti kar le.
It is Nitish Kumar and Lalu. The absurds have come together. You see the point?
But it happens in life, you can see that. And right now in transit, where is Saturn? In a sign of Mars. So why are you surprised that these two leaders are making friendship pact? In politics in India, this is happening. One Mars and one Saturn have made a friendship deal.
Mars is feeling very exalted.
because he had no chance to come to power in Bihar. Now he sees his opportunity. Whereas Saturn, who was the friend of the poor, is suddenly feeling miserable, but he has no options.
This is how I see transits, how political deals should happen.
Manega nahi manega.
Okay. Why would even Saturn consider this as an option? He hates this.
He considered it because he is now gone to a house of Mars. He is very uncomfortable. He's right now in transit, he is in Scorpio. He is extremely uncomfortable. Because Mars is lording the sign of his divinity. How can he be comfortable in any of the houses of Mars?
Mars is his number one enemy. He came to power by saying that Mars is a criminal.
And now suddenly he has to make friendship. This is a miserable situation.
But for Mars, this is his exaltation. Uske to chand hi aayega. He could not have imagined that this guy who was my number one enemy is now suddenly... So he's looking at the possibility of him becoming the chief minister again.
It's a peculiar friendship.
Very peculiar.
That is why it is called the friendship. The friendship that goes by the name of Yama. This Mars's exaltation friend is Saturn. So therefore Mars can never ever fully consider Saturn an enemy. Never. Now what about Jupiter? Jupiter is always very nice to the moon. He cannot afford to have a bad relationship with the moon. That's his exaltation, Lord. And who does he not like? Saturn.
What about Venus?
Now Venus, by any calculation, hates Jupiter.
Right? When you did this calculation, what did you find for Jupiter?
Jupiter is the lord of the third and the sixth from the Mula Tripona of Venus. Venus hates Jupiter. Hates. But she has no option. Jupiter holds the keys to her exaltation.
Just like life. Yeah.
It's called sugar daddy syndrome. It's life. It always happens.
If the sugar daddy thinks that Venus loves me, he's stupid.
Isn't he? What was the age of that lady Rupert Murdoch married?
32? Younger than his great-granddaughter.
It's a madness, you see. Venus's exaltation lies in the hands of Jupiter.
Okay, did you get the point?
What about Saturn? He exalts in the house of Venus. Saturn cannot hate Venus.
He loves Venus.
Rahu's exaltation? Mercury.
From the Mula Trikona of Rahu,
what is Mercury's status? He is the lord of the first house, friend, and 10th house, enemy. Okay?
Right.
So on principle, Mercury is neutral to him. But he is also the lord of his exaltation. Because that is Gemini. You see, this is Virgo, so this will be Gemini.
Why is it friend from the first house? 2, 4, 8.
What is the Mula Trikona?
Oh, so then his Mula Trikona, then it's not.
It's the office. I got to share the office. The one with who sits in my office with me can't be my enemy. Otherwise, what's he doing in my office? But later on, when I take the sambandha to another step, you'll realize actually some problems will come because sharing office is not a very smart idea. You will see the problem. That will come up. The problem is coming. Hang on. That's a futuristic situation. So did you see the thing? All good businessmen need Rahu. All good Rahus need businessmen. Symbiotic relationships.
You feed me, I bite for you. Simple. Okay, so you understood this part about exaltations, but we keep this separate. Because in certain yogas, you need the exaltation. That is certain. If a planet is in Kendra in its own sign, it becomes very strong, the quadrant becomes very strong. It can single-handedly do everything for you. Because he can be Vishnu, he can cause the manifestation of Vishnu in your life and your life becomes beautiful. But the problem with that planet who is in the Kendra is the Lord of his exaltation shine must also support you. Let's say you are Aries Lagna and Mars is in Lagna. You say, wow, I have Mars as my Lagna, Lord in Lagna, that's wow. It's not wow as far as I am concerned. I need Saturn to be on your side. If Saturn is not in your side, Mars can't achieve. What did I do just now? I used Sambandha point number 2. Because point number 2 is based upon exaltation. And exaltation is the manifestation of Vishnu energy. I've already proved that to you. Right? And sustenance or any yoga requires Vishnu energy, otherwise it can't sustain. You may get something, you can't hold on to it. It'll go away. You need Vishnu to hold on to that thing. So who do you need? You need the Lord of exaltation. So stop running after that Mars in Lagna as Lagna Lord. Find the Lord of his exaltation sign and do something about that. Get the point? Don't get excited with Big Raj Yogas. 90% of the time they'll just fall through. You need to know how to hold on to that Raj Yoga. Firstly, how to make it happen, activate, and second, how to hold on to it. Because Vishnu energy is about holding on, is about sustenance, not about activation, not about starting. You need Brahma's energy for starting something, you need Vishnu's energy for holding on to it, and you need Rudra energy to destroy it. Keep that in mind. We are not doing superficial Jyotish. You are not going to make, oh, you got Dharma, Karma, Adipati, Yoga. From the day you were born, the stars were shining in the sky. You don't want to hear Jyotish like that. It's pointless. Pointless Jyotish. Am I being clear?
Is there any difference with Jyoti planets?
Yeah, of course. There's something called a jack. You just roll and roll and roll and roll and roll and roll and roll. Just like, you know, when the tire of a car punches, you put a jack and roll and roll and roll and roll. It's like that. Roll and roll and roll.
Is it exaltation is Vishnu? Then Brahma or Rudra would be? Rudra would be debilitation or?
Why do you. Are you very hungry right now? No. But why have you eaten away those words? Rudra would be debilitation or. Finish the sentence. What is happening to those words? You want to ask something? Finish the sentence. I wait for you to finish sentences. If your sentences are dropped, it is a nimitta that the answer should also be dropped. I am a Jyotish. If you cannot ask a question, how can I answer it? So it's a nimitta. That question should not be answered. Thank you. The rest of the class will deal with you after the class.
By becoming Rudra.
The rest of this you can understand, you know. The king's friends. This is a very detailed thing I have done about the king's friends. You need to sit and reflect on this. You need to sit and reflect on this. Okay? All I want to know is I want you to mark some houses. You know, out there it will all be in grey. So you will not know. So the ones which are in green, please mark a tick. Mark a tick on the green ones so that you know which are ticks and which are not. Which is green, which is not. This is one thing you must study thoroughly. Then you understand what is happening.
Okay, got the ticks. I can go? Tick means good, green is good, right? Green is good. You need to just put a tick out there. Otherwise you can't make out. It's all grey.
You can actually make it out.
Actually, light and
you can
dark.
See light and dark.
You can see?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Okay. Here is some kind of a natural relationship symbol. Okay. By the way, did you do for Rahu?
Yeah. So how is the relationship of Jupiter and Rahu? Rahu's Mula Trikona is?
Virgo.
Sagittarius is a friend. Sagittarius is neutral. For the nodes, Mula Trikona is not a part of sustenance. Mula Trikona is not a part of sustenance. Mula Trikona is a part of the end. For example, Ketu gives moksha. He owns the department of moksha. You don't get moksha every day, do you? You just get it once when you die. So the Mula Trikona of Ketu is associated with Rudra energy. It's not with your day-to-day activity. It's not when you are alive. Nobody gets moksha when they are alive. Right? Similarly, the diabolical activities of Rahu do not happen to you every day. It may happen once in a while, maybe just once in a lifetime, maybe not at all in the life. So it's a very Rudra kind of energy. It's nothing to do with Vishnu. So Rahu and Ketu are really not deciding their friendships on the basis of their moral tripurana. For this, Parashara later teaches a very peculiar thing when we learn Narayana Dashas. You will learn, and Parashara teaches that. That all planets, we are seeing Mula Trikona as an important thing for corrections. But for Rahu and Ketu, we will take Swakshetra. So he has differentiated the places where he is taking Mula Trikona of all the other planets, he is taking Swakshetra of Rahu and Ketu. Are you able to understand the difference? There is some difference over here. Rahu and Ketu really get into business when you are about to die or suffer very terribly. With Ketu it is more easy to understand because it is moksha karaka. So the sambandha table for Rahu I think should be prepared from his own sign rather than Mula Trikona.
Okay. Okay.
So that is point number one. Did you understand this problem with Rahu Ketu? Point number two, Rahu and Ketu are fundamentally retrograde. Should I be counting the houses in the direct or in the reverse?
Direct.
Right, so the house, so houses have to be direct or reverse?
Reverse.
Of course. Oh my God, what have I done? Are you people getting a bit of a headache? Shall I leave it? It's okay? Because it's very logical what I'm talking, right? Don't you think it's logical? The nodes are retrograde, so why am I? They have to be retrograde all the time. The paradigm of Jyotish is the nodes are always retrograde. This is Jyotish. This is not Western astrology. Where they become retrograde, then they become direct, then they become stationary, then they jump, hop. They have all kinds of motions. Hopping, skipping, jump. Hop, skip and jump, you know? Out here in Jyotish, they are only retrograding, so we are cool about that.
So, sir, if a planet is retrograde on your chart,
no, that will not count because on principle, that is not the normal motion of the planet. The normal motion of the planet is a direct motion. So, for example, shall I give an answer to that?
Please.
Excellent. Do for my Jupiter, which is stationary. Hajam ho gaya kya na? Finish, you just digested, right? You were thinking and you were very sure that when a planet is retrograde, it must be done in the reverse. So what will you do when a planet is stationary? Are the houses in the direct or in the reverse or no houses at all? Think about it. So of course, if I have to do sambandha, it has to be based on some natural situation. the natural situation of the tougher planets and the sun and moon, the seven planets, is direct. Also the nodes which are retrograde. So only the nodes have, and they are retrograde. The natural situation is they are retrograding all the time. And so we have to take them as retrograde. So from Aquarius, Jupiter owns which houses then? 3 and 12. Is Jupiter his friend or enemy? Are we clear now? Otherwise, by whatever calculation you do, you will find Jupiter to be a friend. And you will be surprised what the hell is going on. Try from Virgo. Jupiter is the lord of the 4th and 7th, he is neutral. So if that is, if Jupiter is in close to the thing, it can become a friend. That's absurd. Rahu wants the dead body, Jupiter wants the live body. How can they be friends? How can we have dead living or living dead or something like that? That only happens in ghost movies. Okay? We are clear. Ketu. Jupiter is the lord of 9 and 12. So is Jupiter a friend or enemy? 9th is friend. Or is it enemy? 9th is enemy. 1 you take out from here. 12? 12th is? 12th is a friend or not? Ninth is a friend and 12th is a friend, right?
Yeah.
So Jupiter is a super friend of Ketu. Good. Are we clear? On the other hand, if I have taken direct from Scorpio, Jupiter will be the lord of 2nd house and 5th house, neutral. Which really is not true. Which is not true. If Ketu has any real friend, it is Jupiter. Because who is the friend of Moksha Karaka? The Guru. Who gives the spiritual path? Guru gives the spiritual path. Are we clear now? Now you are clear. Yeah. So you are going to try to at least make the table for Rahu and Ketu. Or shall I give you 15 minutes and you will make it?
You had 2 points. I understand the first point that they should be taken from their own sign. The second point, you said they are retrograde, but I didn't understand what was the point of saying they are retrograde.
The houses will be in the reverse.
So when you count the friendship, okay.
Right?
You count the friendship.
On the basis of reverse. You have to reverse the house numbers. So for example, from Scorpio, Libra is going to be 2, and Virgo is going to be 3, and so on. So the numbers are going to change.
Another big bonus.
I don't know, this bat seems to be more lucky than the others. You're getting a lot of bonuses. Why? I don't know. I don't seem to have seen any sweet packets.
Coach, I was telling Sarpani yesterday, I would attend all years in every batch.
All years in every batch. Lest you miss something here and there. So, every batch has its own energy, as I told you. I was explaining the batches to you. So, this is a very Mercury batch, so there is a lot of reasoning and a very logic. There's a lot of logic and reasoning and everything that I'll do. The first batch was the best, the sound. Eat it. This is what I said. Right, so now, good. Now, Tatkalika Sambandha. Now, Tatkalika Sambandha means things change with time. Things are going to change with time. Okay? Tatkalika Sambandha is very simple. Very, very simple. Naisargika Sambandha table is same for everybody. So, you make that table on the basis of what I have taught you. And because that, what I have taught you, is not there in any software in the world, in any book in the world. You heard me right. No software in the world has it, No book in the world has it. So, if it suddenly appears in some software or some book, I know whom to catch. Am I clear? Because then in subsequent years, it will be total Ketu with you guys. Total army kind of thing. Okay, no logic, no more. Keep your advantage in your pocket. Don't throw it away in the market. I have always kept my advantages in my pocket. So that I have something to give. Otherwise, what is there for me to give to you? I have nothing to give to you then. If everything was in the market, you would have got it and taken it from there. Keep something for your students. You will also have students, that's pretty sure. Okay, so now, very simple. Look at a chart, and the three houses on the right hand side and the three houses on the left hand side are your friends. Three houses on the right hand side are 2, 3, 4. Three houses on the left side are 12, 11, 10. These are your friends. The rest are your enemies. And the worst enemy is one. Why? It is called Gaddi fighting. Are you going to sit on the throne or I'll sit on the throne? Right? How do you know that I'm saying is right? People can share. Okay. Morning WhatsApp. When you wake up in the morning and you want to go to the toilet, what happens? All this big talk is fine. Get up in the morning and try to go to the toilet and we will we'll see. Because there's only one throne in the house and that's in the toilet. Okay? You understand my point? So whoever is sitting with you in one is your enemy. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 are all enemies because they are outsiders. Actually, the whole concept is outsider-insider. That's really not an enemy concept. Somebody who's an outsider should be out. Somebody who's an insider should be in. Who are the insiders? 2, 3, 4, my right hand. And 10, 11, 12, my left hand. The rest are all outsiders. Okay? Now can you take your birth horoscopes and see how the relationships have changed? Now for every planet you've got to do this. For every planet you have to do this. And then what will happen is you will have a long table like this. Okay? In which there are going to be 5 relationships. Your three will become 5. You earlier had 3, right? Friend, neutral, enemy. Now it has become 5. If it is friend, it becomes very friendly. And then you can have a friend. You can have a neutral, you can have an enemy or very inimical. You need to know all 6. What are they called? Adimitra, Mitra, Sama, Shatru, Adishatru. So based upon this, Shlokas 57 and 58, we need to form the friendship table of all the planets. Now, here is an example. And you can see the umbrella has fallen down, so that's how it's being made. And you can see that, so then you make a whole table for that and you find out who are the friends and enemies and all for each of the planets. Here's an example only for the sun. Or is it circular chart? Can you do this for all the planets in your chart? You can do it? So excellent. I'll give you early lunch break. And I'll come back at 1:30 and I'm sure you would have finished the table. Because if you haven't finished the table, what I talk further will not get inside your head. You need to have the table in front of you to understand that you know your life. At least your life.
For our own chart.
For your own chart.
Both Naisargika
and Prakalika,
then
you
have to put the
table in front of you. Because for every tatka, for every planet, other planets who are in 2, 3, 4, 10, 11, 12 are friends and the remaining are enemies. This is temporary relationship. So you take the first relationship, then you take the temporary relationship and put them two together and then you have a friendship table. I need to see the friendship table. See you at 1:30. Thank you.